Vito. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Vito Giuliani, not the Seafood Coalition. That was one of the questions. I think the last commenter made a good point about in the overlap, and I think Andy just mentioned, it seems as though more guidance needs to be given to the CAT to focus on areas that have already been identified. And I feel like what this exercise ends up doing is first locating hotspots for juvenile fish, then start out with the assumption that all the substrate that happens to overlap that is vulnerable. And I don't know how that, what science linked that. I guess I'll know that. I thought that that's what the Habitat Committee was doing, was identifying habitat that's vulnerable to gear. Then the Roundfish Committee was going to evaluate what species that was going to protect, so you understand what those effects of the habitat closures we're going to have on groundfish. So, you know, I think leading off, it puts the industry in a situation where it looks like now all of these areas identified as vulnerable habitat. And there's even, you know, one of the recommendations here, I think one of the council committee members just mentioned, close the bottom tending gear. So the assumption is to protect that habitat where juveniles happen to live. But we already know that we're, from a mortality standpoint, that we're protecting juveniles with the mesh size. We're not catching those fish. So it feels like a new exercise for an effort control and not relying on the output control and the gears that we have. I mean, the one input control we have is mesh size, which allows juveniles to move around and not be killed. So the question is, what made those determinations that every hotspot became a grid that is assumed with a recommendation to close the bottom tending mobile gear? That's the question.
Sure, and I'll try to answer that one for you, Vito. I mean, the council task had to come up with a comprehensive analysis of all matters that affect groundfish. In their work, they identified both spawning and juvenile areas. Today is our first official meeting to receive their report. We're about maybe two-thirds of the way through it. As soon as Drew speaks after you, we're going to take a short break. But, I mean, I'd like now to, you know, for us to think we can get through the morning, finish Andy's report, and then this issue you're raising, Dave Gaethel raised an issue. We all have a lot of thoughts, and we're a little late coming here this morning, but when we teed off the meeting, the purpose of today is to provide recommendations for the council next week. There are two, and specific to management options for inclusion for groundfish protection in the omnibus. There are two meetings scheduled in May and June, joint meetings between the two different committees to kind of do the fine tuning. So we're at step, this committee's at step one.